That's Sam Cooke at the Saturday Light Brigade, a brand new CD just into us this week, which is called Sam Cooke Portrait of a Legend, and it's it was put out just last week, as I mentioned. It's now 5.5 minutes after 10 o'clock. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. In a moment, we're going to talk with four people about activities at Gildas Club. And it will give you a chance first to learn more about what's done at Gildas Club, but also to learn about an upcoming Battle of the Bands, which is taking place on February 4th. We will talk about that in just a moment or two. Thanks for tuning in.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Pittsburgh International Children's Theater Family Series, presenting Angelina Ballerina, the musical, now through the 30th, at a location near you. Ticket information is available at 412-456-6666 or at pghkids.org.
Well, I don't know if you know Gilda's Club or not. Probably Gilda is a name that you associate with one particular person, if anybody, and that would be Gilda Radner. And Gilda Radner passed away of ovarian cancer some time ago. She was one of the original stars of Saturday Night Live. And one of her lasting legacies is an organization called Gilda's Club. And it's a place that we'll talk about this half hour. And there are Gilda clubs all over the United States, probably all over the world at this point, I would imagine. And we've got some kids here that we're going to talk with. Why don't we start with Zany, who is you? I just took a guess that you would be Zany. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your full name?
My name is Zany Malik.
Zany Malik?
Yes.
And where are you from?
I go to the Ellis School.
And before I forget, would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'd like to say hello to my mom and my dad. My dad's actually here with me.
Well, I saw him out there. There he is. And I'm glad he's tuned in. What do you like to do in school?
I participate in a lot of musical theater in and out of school. And I work really hard at my academics.
Oh, that's great. What you're in 11th grade now. Are you taking physics or what's your science?
Right now I'm taking AP chemistry.
Ah, very good.
Very challenging.
It is challenging. All those electron spins and all that stuff.
Exactly.
To look at. Let's meet all of you before we go to... Well, actually, let's stick with Zany for a while. Tell me about your... I changed my mind. You've got a great Gilda Radner shirt on,
yes,
too.
Yes, I do.
With a picture of her. Tell me how you came to be involved with Gilda's Club.
Well, my dad is actually on the board of directors of Gilda's Club, and we've had two of our great uncles pass away from cancer. And so I wanted to get more involved with Gilda's Club, and I found out about the Gilda's Club Teen Advisory Committee. And so I applied, and I got in.
So it's something you need to apply for. It's very selective, or
yes,
at least something that you need to demonstrate an interest in. Let's meet Danielle, who's sitting next to you, Danielle Perlman. You've been here before with Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
Yes, I have. I've been a member of Pittsburgh Musical Theater for 10 years. Actually, me, Zenny, and Jade are all members right now.
Oh, I was wondering about that when Zenny mentioned her love of musical theater. Where do you go to school?
I go to Shadyside Academy.
Oh, okay. And you are in 10th grade?
Yes, I am.
And tell me about your involvement with Gilda's. How did this happen?
Well, I'd always heard about it, but in the spring of last year, I entered the Cancer Writing Contest, which is, well, actually this year we're making it the Writing and Art Contest, and teens from around Pittsburgh can enter in submissions about how cancer has affected their lives or the lives of people close to them. So I entered into that contest, and I got second place and a whole lot of money.
So,
and that was nationally or internationally?
Just locally.
That's fantastic,
yeah.
Though. That's terrific. Do you have a family member with cancer?
Yeah, well, I actually wrote it about one of my best friends who had cancer and survived. Her name's Samantha Goodman. She's actually on the committee with us. And I also have a grandfather who passed away and an aunt who survived. So.
And what did you cover in your essay? I know it's hard to ask you that. I mean, you wrote it, but I'm just curious. Did you talk about your reactions?
Yeah, kind of just like how like it's affected her, how it's affected the people around her, but also how it doesn't define her and how it's just something that is a part of her, but she's still a great person and happy. And I think that's also a big point of Gilda's Club, that you can have cancer, but you can also have fun and be with your family and love life at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good message to carry forward, because I think a lot of people allow certain parts of their life to define them when they don't necessarily mean to do so. Did you want to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
My grandma might be tuned in.
Well, I hope so.
And my family, I guess. So.
Don't forget, this will be online for on-demand listening and for sharing and downloading. So you can always count on somebody else hearing it. Next is Jade Mathis. And Jade, you're at Propel Andrew Street?
Yep.
And we were at Propel Montour, but actually we have some folks from Propel Andrew Street coming in next week to be in our studios. You're 16 in 11th grade, and how did you get involved?
Well, I got involved by my grandma was recently diagnosed with cancer, and she went to Gilda's Club, and then I went to Gilda's Club just to, like, kind of, like, see what it was, and then I got involved with the Super Mini Wednesday summer camps, and like I got kind of like really attached to it, and then Kathleen said that I should like think about joining the Teen Advisory Board.
And Kathleen is here. She's Youth Programs Manager. Good morning, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It would help if I turned your microphone on. Let's try that again.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you've got to be really proud of what's happened here. How long has the Gilda's Club been in Pittsburgh now?
We opened in June of 2006, so almost 5 years now.
Wow. And it's been a while since I've been over there. But the idea of having a teen advisory board is huge. Is that part of the national model?
Not exactly. What we were finding in Pittsburgh is that it was really challenging to get teens coming to Gilda's Club and participating. So we thought, why not ask them directly how to get other teens involved and kind of get a buzz going about teens at Gilda's Club. So we started last year with an advisory group, but this year it's really taken off, and they've got some great ideas about how to get more teens aware of Gilda's Club and about how cancer affects them.
It's a good idea. You know, when I was a senior in high school, actually a junior, my mom had Hodgkin's disease, and I can remember like it was yesterday. She had radiation. She didn't have chemotherapy, but a very petite person, and it was really frightening for me. I mean, she, you know, turned very red. She had the normal side effects associated with it. And I really, as I think about it, did not have anybody to talk to, or there was nobody my own age that had a parent with cancer, at least to my knowledge at that time. And that's got to be one thing that Gilda's Club really helps with, I would think.
Yeah, and that's really the whole point of Gilda's Club, is just bringing people together so that nobody has to feel alone when cancer's in the family, and particularly when kids are in school and feel like there's nobody else in their school that's going through the same thing. It's really important for them to have a place to go where other people get it.
So can any of you, tell me what Gilda's Club is like physically when you go down there? Do you guys hang out there at all or spend any time?
We all spent one day there together for a Super Saturday. It was actually Noogie Fest, which is a big Halloween party. It's a Halloween party for the kids, and the three of us volunteered that day and had a great time. The clubhouse is beautiful, such a nice place for people to hang out and feel better about themselves and where they are.
That's great. Now, you say the kids. Do you mean kids younger than you guys?
Or? Yes, little kids.
Way younger. Okay.
There are babies and people all ages.
Now, are there people, kids that have cancer as well, or is it primarily kids who have family members that are coping with cancer?
There's like there's usually like a little of both. Like when I did the summer camp, there was like a couple kids who did have cancer, and then there was kids who, like, their parents had cancer or, like, their grandparents. But usually when they all come together, they just have fun, and they don't really think about that, kind of.
That's Jade, who's speaking now. Tell me more about the summer camp experience. You were a counselor, I guess?
Yes.
And what was that like?
At first, I was, like, kind of nervous about it. But after, like, you get to know all the kids, they all, like, kind of become, like, attached to you. And it's, like every day you wake up and it's, like, oh, I have Gildas Club today. And then, like, you go and all the kids and, like, you do, like, the activities with them. And you just get to, like, learn more about them and just kind of be around them and hang out with them.
Have you thought about what you might like to do for a living or what you might do after high school?
I actually want to go to college at NYU, and I want to double major in musical theater and marketing.
That's a good combination, and you just seem to have an awful lot of empathy. I think all of you do, caring for other people, and this experience is really a great place to focus that kind of energy. How do you think you developed that? What made you so interested in getting involved? I'm going to start with you, Jade.
I think just after being at the summer camps, I kind of became, like, attached to the kids, and like, one of the kids, like, her mom passed away. And, like, I went to visit her, and, like, you could just tell how it, like, really kind of hurt her spirit. And I just, like, kind of wanted to, like, be there for her. And I figured that the more I'm involved, the more I can help out.
That's a really powerful opportunity that you have to try to affect somebody. What about you, Danielle? Do you recall what prompted you to actually get involved with Gildas Club?
Well, my parents had always talked about it as such a great place. And when I went there for the contest, I really got to see it and see how, what an effect it made on the people there. And then it was actually also from talking to Zenny, who had been a member of the Teen Advisory Board before me, and she had been telling me, like, what a great effect it had had on her and how much she really enjoyed it and how much she loved just helping out.
And you mentioned your dad, Zenny is a board member. Now, does the Teen Advisory Board meet like a regular board? Do you have votes and committees?
The way
we
work
committees?
Is it's so hard to get teens together during the week and on the weekends because of our crazy schedules, especially the three of us with our Pittsburgh Musical Theater schedule. So we've worked out every week on Wednesday nights. We have a Skype meeting. And so we've been implementing technology to make our group work.
That's a good idea. Camera or just voice or maybe either?
It's actually we just type to each other and it
well. I'm getting higher tech than either. That's a good idea to use Skype to meet. That's a great idea. And Kathleen, are you involved in those too or is it just teens?
Yeah, and that's really the way this group has been successful this year. I think last year when we tried meeting at the clubhouse on a certain day, it is, like Zenny said, so hard to get teens together physically, but Skype seems to really be working well for this group, so that's great.
Yeah, it's hard to get anybody together these days. I might steal that method and consider using it for some boards I'm on. So the Battle of the Bands, was this a teen advisory board idea to put out?
Yes.
Okay, so how's it going to work?
Well, first what we decided was we wanted to promote cancer awareness for teenagers. So at our respective schools, we're hosting a Cancer Awareness Week, and each day features a different kind of cancer. And that'll be next week from January 31st to February 4th.
So Ella's Propel and Shadyside and
Fox Chapel, NA, Oakland Catholic, and Mount Lebanon.
How cool. So 1 week, one, and it's this week ahead.
It's coming this coming up week.
Okay,
and then
so
the Battle of the Band, like, kind of is a ending to that, so like a finale.
Okay,
end
so Monday through Friday, and will they be the same kinds of cancer discussed each
yes.
day?
Yes. On Monday is brain cancer, and the color's gray. Tuesday we're talking about breast cancer. Wednesday is childhood cancer. Thursday is colon cancer, and Friday will be Gildas Club Day, where we'll actually promote the club.
What a great idea. Kathleen, has this been done elsewhere in the country, or is this a completely local concept?
Yeah, I think this is all Pittsburgh teens putting this together. Yes, maybe we can promote it next year to be all over the country.
It's fantastic. And do you have a color for each day?
We do.
Gray makes sense. At least I think of gray matter for brain. And then pink has got to be breast awareness day. I'm going to try to breast cancer awareness day now.
Childhood cancer.
Bright.
Think bright yellow?
Gold.
Gold. Okay. And then colon cancer brown? No.
No, dark blue.
Dark blue.
It's still dark.
Okay, it's still dark.
And then guess the Gildas Club day.
Red.
Of course.
Got a bright red shirt on. I love that shirt. Now, the Battle of the Bands, have people already applied to be part of it? Are you still looking for?
We've had, a lot of people audition on YouTube. So, they made a video and posted on YouTube, and then we watched them.
Really? And are these all kids that go to these high schools? Or?
Yeah, we've recruited people from our schools and, people who we know who have bands or who are singers. And then we met together as a group at the Gildas Club, and we picked 10 of the submissions. And each of them are going to have about 15 minutes for setting up and taking down and performing, so one or two songs.
Now listen, as you're listening, by the way, this is the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're talking with Zenny and Jade and Danielle and Kathleen about Cancer Awareness Week coming up and Gildas Club and the Teen Advisory Board. As you listen to this at home or driving, you might think that you're listening to something fictitious right now, like this would be a storyline on Glee, or this would be, some side story on a sitcom or something. This is real. These kids have actually, set up a committee and recruited talent from their schools and I think 5 others to potentially win this Battle of the Bands, all to raise cancer awareness. This is pretty outstanding. Now, will the contest be at one place, or is each school going to have their own a competition, or is it all video? You mentioned they're going to be setting up and performing. So where will that be?
On Friday at the Gildas Clubhouse from 8 to 11
p.m. Oh, right there. Okay. And is that open to the public?
Yes.
Great. So this coming Friday will be the competition. And what does the winner get besides all the fame and fortune?
The winner gets to perform on this radio station live the Saturday morning right after they win the contest. And they also get a prize package.
Excellent. And we'll arrange that with John. I don't know. It's either the Saturday right after or I'm not sure. I think we're going to have, it's going to depend on who wins, but I know we're working on that. That's fantastic. What's the prize package include?
It's from another radio station, Bob FM, mm-hmm. and it would be something that you would win if you would to call into their radio station. So maybe a Bob FM t-shirt and different kinds of little goodies from them.
Oh, that's great. Well, we'll see. We can find some of those too. We've got a whole closet full of exciting things. Mm-hmm. What a great thing. I'm really proud of you guys for putting this together. Kathleen, is there anything you'd like to mention that we haven't covered?
I want to say how proud I am of this group, too. I mean, it's really amazing that they come from different schools and they came up with this week so that they could all celebrate and promote the awareness in their schools however they see fit. But also just a little bit more about Gildas Club in general is that it's free to anybody who's touched by cancer, and it's social and emotional support. So we do support groups, lectures, workshops, and social activities. So it's for anybody who either has cancer themselves, friends and family members, or they've lost somebody to cancer, they're all welcome to come and just be around other people that really understand what it's like.
And you can get more information on Gildas Club by simply going to gildasclubwesternpa.org. We've linked to Gildas Club. And would any of you like to add anything? Please, Danielle.
Gildas Club is on 2816 Smallman Street, and the event on Friday, February 4th, the Battle of the Bands, is from 8 to 11.
And it only costs $5.
Oh, that's nice, and it's worth even more. I didn't even think about it. It'd be worth any price of admission just to see a lot of fresh, young talent, and it should be a nice evening. Jade, did you want to add anything?
I want to say hi to my mom, and also that, like, anyone could really participate in the Cancer Awareness Week, and, like, anyone could really, like, wear the colors each day and kind of look at what each cancer means, and on Friday, wear red for Gilda's Club.
Well, thank you all for being here today, and I hope the event goes really well. We'll be following it, and congratulations on the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.